with SRN Sports. I'm Andrew Stewart. NBA winners yesterday, guard Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's putback basket in the fourth quarter put him over 50 points and sent his Oklahoma City Thunder fans into a frenzy. This marked Gilgeous-Alexander's fourth 50-point performance in his last 19 games. He led his Thunder to a 137-128 victory over the Houston Rockets. Other NBA winners yesterday, Portland, Golden State, Miami, Atlanta, Sacramento, and Detroit. Top 25 college hoops winners yesterday, Duke and Houston. Hockey winners yesterday, the Rangers, Washington in second overtime, Florida, Montreal in overtime, San Jose in second overtime, and Chicago. This is SRN Sports. One of football's most iconic TV analysts is retiring.
Jimmy Johnson has announced his retirement from Fox Sports after being part of its NFL coverage for 31 years. The 81-year-old Johnson made the announcement during an appearance on The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Johnson said he would miss the people he's worked with and called it a great 31-year run.
That's correspondent Getten Coolball reporting. Baseball winners yesterday in interleague play, Tampa Bay, Houston, Colorado, and the Yankees. In the American League, Toronto, Kansas City, Seattle, the Athletics, and Boston. In the National League, Arizona, Cincinnati, and Miami. In auto racing, Catherine Leggy will become the first woman in a NASCAR Cup Series race since Danica Patrick in 2018, when the veteran makes her debut Sunday at Phoenix Raceway. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bernie Bennett. President Trump says tariffs on Canada and Mexico will start Tuesday. The U.S. will also double the 10% universal tariff charge on imports from China. President Trump believes that imposing tariffs on imported goods will significantly boost the U.S. economy.
We're going to bring our car industry back. We're going to bring our chips back. We're going to bring so many things back to our country, including pharmaceuticals and drugs. And the thing that's going to get us there is tariffs.
Speaking with reporters, President